Fitz, the Morning X. Yeah, yeah. How is it, my friends? Good morning. Oh, yeah. Monday. I know, right? But kind of a fake Wednesday. And oh, look, there's my number one friend right there, Nicholas Hajda. Girls are undeniable. Daisy Dukes with Hajda on top. Nicholas Hajda, host of the Morning X. What's up, buddy? How's it going? How's it going? How's it going? How's it going?
Hey, don't question amnesty right out of the gate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it going to be cold today?
Or no. This is as cold as it's going to get. It's 65. It's going to slightly warm up. Why? What's the problem? You want cold weather?
I'm just ready for sweater weather.
And get the Thanksgiving spirit going?
Just mostly tired of wearing warm weather clothes.
Wearing t-shirts and shorts to work every day. Yeah, yeah. You need to get to sweatpants and hoodie
to bust
weather.
I'm ready my fall attire.
All right, if you say so, man. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to be back in my relatable brand automobile, guys. Even though it is 11 days, today's the 11th mm-hmm. day since I gave the Tesla service people my car and they said it's a one-day job. Today's the 11th day. And they finally finished it. To be fair, they finished it on Friday night, and we're like, "Hey, when can we expect you to come pick this up?" I was like, "I don't know. I'll let you know."
Yeah.
I was like, I told them because I have a loaner car, which is newer and faster than mm-hmm. It's way less relatable than mine, I like driving it, so I didn't want to turn it in so very quickly. Plus, they, messed me around with timeline. I told them, I was like, yeah, I'm traveling this weekend, so I can't really bring it back until Monday, maybe Tuesday. And then I realized, I was like, they can see where I'm at. Yeah. Like, they've got the thing on remote control, whatever, and they're like traveling to the pickleball court and to the golf course and...
Well, I mean, you would think that they would have, immediately they would just sit there and log on and see where you're at.
Oh, they're
also
could,
the
like,
same guys who, like, three times you went to repair their back window, and they realized they had to cut out the spoiler.
Right,
so I don't think
understand.
That they're checking anything.
Yeah. Because I didn't even think about that. They could probably go in the computer and just boop, boop, doot, 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 drive back home and like autopilot the car back to the...
First of all, I'm sorry to doubt that the person you're talking to on the phone or the chat bot or whatever is actually here at the service center.
Oh, they're...
They're just in the
California
ether.
Somewhere.
Might be an
they're
AI.
Not even a real person.
But here's what happened: as you said, I'll bring it back Monday. They said, okay, cool.
I tell you what, they're going to need
up. What about their days?
They're going to need a real person to detail this loaner when I'm done with it.
Yeah.
Because I will tell you, I did not do it on purpose. I don't know how I did it.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely did drive. I took the toll roads more than I needed to, just so I could rack up a toll bill for this loaner car. Last night I was just going doing laps around the toll road, just like there's another $250. There's another. They're probably going to send me a bill. But I did not do this on purpose. It smells like feet in that car. I don't know. I got in this morning. I was like, what is that? I did leave some golf shoes in there for one day.
Well, that'll do it.
But I don't. That will do the whole thing.
Where did this feet smell
anyway,
like come from?
Good,
all these old funky shoes.
Good luck to the Tesla detailing bot getting that smell out. 101. Tom Segura is coming to San Antonio. In March, we have your chance at tickets later on this morning. Hold on for that. It's time for today's Morning X, Burning X question. What are you burning X on today, Hajda?
Oh, so many things, but instead we're going to talk about a Jason Dick burning problem.
Excuse me?
Is it acceptable to go play golf on the Thursday morning before Thanksgiving?
The Thursday morning before Thanksgiving.
Whatever.
Actually, Thanksgiving Day is what I would call it.
Well, I'm talking about Thanksgiving like it's a dinner, the event before you get together for Thanksgiving.
I like the way you think, Hajda. I'm not playing golf on Thanksgiving. I'm playing golf before Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah. Thanksgiving for me starts at about 10:30 at my Uncle Kenny's house in Granger, Texas.
10:30 in the morning?
I'm not sure exactly what is the right time to show up there. One time I did it, like, I got there super early, and it was really awkward because they were still kind of getting ready.
Don't be shows up early, guy. Nobody likes that guy.
Yeah, but I feel like noon is too late.
Okay. Are you telling me you're not available for golf on Thursday? Is that the issue?
It depends on how quickly we can golf.
Well, see, that's the thing, is that, I'm fully addicted to golf, among other things, and I'm leaving town next weekend, so I won't be able to get around it. And the guys who I normally play with, they all are not working this week. Why are we working? What's going on here, man? The kids aren't going to school. What am I property taxes going to pay you guys not to go to school? What are we doing here, man? They're all playing all during the week, and I was like, I got to go slave over a hot microphone. And then I was like, ooh, we could play on Thursday. Mm-hmm. We could play on Thanksgiving, play early in the morning. Then we'll be the tee off at 9 a.m. We're done home with the family by 1:30. I proposed this immediately. My friend Chase, who, like myself, is a sad, single, childless man. I guess I'm not single. Arguably not childless. But
you're sad.
He was like, immediately, he's like, yeah, that's awesome. I'm in. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And so I was immediately conditioned. I was like, okay, maybe this isn't a radical idea. And I'm now 25 names down my golf list just saying, hey, man, you down for family ditch day? I'm forsaking my family on Thanksgiving morning just to go play golf. We got a 9 a.m.
The sales pitch is not the best.
Mo Willie. And basically everybody's response is something along the lines of, LOL, that's aggressive. Or like, OMG, I respect the spirit, but no way. I'm not even going to ask.
Dude, just break up with your family already.
And I'm like, what is this? Is this like the craziest, most radical thing ever to say, I'm going to go get 18 in on Thanksgiving morning, and then we'll have family time all throughout the rest of the afternoon?
When you first told me this, I was just like, well, surely the golf courses are closed on Thanksgiving.
No,
like, everything is just closed.
I did see some of them don't have a lot of afternoon tea time, so maybe they're cutting it off early. Yeah. But no, the holidays, you play golf on the holidays.
I was raised, my stepdad golfed, and so every week,
you
know, Saturday.
Golf. Yeah, you don't golfed.
Okay, cool. Yeah. He used to go enjoy the sport known as golf.
Thank you.
Regularly on the weekends, every Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
And so he would just leave early in the morning. He'd go play golf. I'm like, that's just what you do.
Right. And then there's family time in the PM.
If you don't have to work,
everything's fine.
You get golfing.
Yeah. I love it. I have 25 friends who do not live that lifestyle because they're all like, I can't leave my family. I should have told them before Thanksgiving. Okay,
yeah.
It's not on Thanksgiving. It's before Thanksgiving.
Well, you also do like a later Thanksgiving dinner. Like that might factor into
hang
it.
Hang on, I do it later than 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. Like you're doing at your uncle's
Thanksgiving
house.
Lunch.
You do 10 a.m. Thanksgiving dinner. No, you know, it's funny because the conversation did start last night. My mom was telling me all of these things that she's got put together to motivate her to get food on the table by 1 p.m. And I'm like, yeah, right. It's 3:40, okay? It's always whatever time the Cowboys are kicking off. Oh, now it's time to eat. I don't need to be at the house, all right? I don't need to be there if my mom beats me there by a little bit, all right? It's no
You've
big
already
deal.
Got your Thanksgiving milk in the fridge here at the break room.
Yeah,
at the station.
Right,
you're good.
I ain't taking that milk. That's your milk, dog.
Could you and Chase just go play by yourselves?
Yeah,
like man.
People play twosomes all the time, but it just, you know, messes up our whole gambling setup and all
I feel
sorts
like
of things.
If we try to play 18 holes just by ourselves, one of us is being buried in a sand trap at the end of it.
Why would you bury me in a sand trap? You love hanging out with me.
Oh, yeah. That's how I want to spend my holidays.
The Morning X.
101X, it's The Morning X, Nick and Dick, with tickets to see Tom Segura March 8th at the Frost Bank Center in San Antonio. Did you know, fun fact, Nick Hajda, the Frost Bank Center is the new name for the arena where the San Antonio Spurs play.
I did know that.
Yeah, I didn't know
but
that.
Just because of Tom Segura.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This is when I learned.
As a San Antonio Spurs season ticket holder, I probably should know these sorts of things.
I mean, you've probably been there like, I don't know, four or five times
already
this season.
I've been to the AT&T Center a bunch of times, all right? The Frost Bank Center, never been there, all right? And I got some notification that I created another opportunity for a family of four to see Victor Wembanyama play basketball for slightly above face value.
Yeah.
And I sold some of my tickets online, and I just saw in the thing, it just says, your tickets sold, San Antonio Spurs versus blah, 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 Frost Bank Center. And I was like, what is the Frost Bank Center? When is this some kind of, you know, last year they were goofing off playing games at the Alamo Dome. Mm-hmm. They played a couple in Austin. I was like, are they playing some weird road games at the Frost Bank Center?
I was going to say.
But apparently they just changed the name. AT&T ran out of money. Frost Bank says, here's our money now.
Don't get used to it, okay? Because they will be playing permanently at the Moody Center soon.
What are you talking about?
Soon.
Yeah, right. San Antonio would never.
Stealing your team.
They would not. They would not allow such a thing.
There are familia now.
Tom Segura is coming for your arena, though. He's going to be in San Antonio, comedian Tom Segura, on March the 8th. Let's give some tickets away, Hajda. How do they get the tickets?
Text out the keyword today.
Text out.
Text it out. 835-1015. And the keyword is Harry.
Harry.
Tom Segura. You had a thing with Bert Kreischer, Two Bears, One Cave, something like that.
Okay.
Podcast. Very hairy gentleman.
That's the first keyword that comes to mind when you think of Tom Segura is hairy.
I mean, I thought a bear, but then I was like, that's a little. Let's go with Harry.
That's a little. H-A-I-R-Y. Harry.
Want to build up to bear.
Text the word.
Can't just go bear right out of the gate.
Text the word.
Not ready for it.
Harry, H-A-I-R-Y, to 512-835-1015. You can win tickets to see Tom Segura at the Frost Bank Center wherever the F that is, San Antonio. It's the Morning X, Jason Dick, Nick Hajda. It's time for Hajda Headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Now all the news is fit to air. It's my guy, Nick Hajda. Go, go.
Lawmakers at the Texas State Capitol on Friday rejected a bill that included taxpayer subsidies for some students to attend private schools. The measure would have allowed eligible students to receive up to $10,000 per year to attend said private schools. But opponents say it would have helped too few to justify the billions of dollars it would cost. Greg Abbott says not to take this loss standing down. That's not a good joke.
Not to take this.
Shut up. Brazil welcomed Taylor Swift to Rio de Janeiro by projecting a t-shirt.
What is your problem?
Just trying to do the news, man.
Okay.
If I fail, I fail, okay?
All right. Just try to do the news, man.
Brazil welcomed Taylor Swift to Rio de Janeiro by projecting a t-shirt onto the Christ the Redeemer statue, similar to the one Taylor wears in her You Belong With Me video. Unfortunately, she had to postpone her Saturday show after a 23-year-old fan died on Friday night. No official word on the cause of death, but temperatures were over 100 degrees, and the fans complained that there was not enough water. And finally, the global real estate brokerage firm, The Agency, is setting their sights on Austin. The billion-dollar firm recently opened a new office on West 6th last week and then hosted the company's annual three-day forum here in town. The company's founder and CEO, Mauricio Umansky, said that, quote, Austin's real estate is just fantastic. There have been so many people moving here from all over the world, from all over the United States.
Fantastic.
Primarily a lot of California people that have come out here, and I have a lot of friends that are moving out here. We just love the Austin real estate market. It's very tech savvy, very tech forward. I know you're asking, why do we care about this?
Yeah, this doesn't seem like news to me, man.
Here's why. This guy's wife is one of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Okay.
And I'm telling you this right now. If we get a Real Housewives of ATX, I'm out.
What do you mean you're out? Why?
I'm out.
What's the problem?
That's the final straw, okay?
Because they call it ATX, that would be lame. Just call it the Real Housewives of Austin.
Ooh, the Real Housewives of the 512?
I hate ATX. I kind of hate the 512 as well. What do you mean?
Of course I do. You're moving to Manor.
I do not hate Austin. I love this town. I continue to defend it against people who say, oh, the cost of living is the cost of doing business.
As you move out,
boys and girls. I don't understand. That would be a black eye on the community if we had a Real Housewives program.
Yes.
Why?
Because just all the whole Austin's not the town that we all fell in love with, that we grew up with, some of us. It's, you know, people moving in, all the transplants, changing things.
We've
gone from a craft beer town to now we're a wine and cocktail town, apparently.
That's not a real thing.
It's a real thing. Google it. Google it. Look it up.
Did you want to be a craft beer town?
No!
Was that down-home sensibility?
I'm saying... Right?
Is that keep Austin weird that we were a...
I want to be a $2-you-call-it town, okay?
That's how it was back
in my day.
Exactly.
$2-you-call-it.
So don't act like
no
longer being a craft beer town means anything.
I'm just saying, the whole idea of Austin is changing, and I've been like, it's still a great place to live.
Listen,
if we have a Real Housewives of whatever show.
There have been rich white ladies here forever, okay? Before you got here.
But they're not on TV, okay? They're not on Bravo.
Why not?
They're just in Westlake or Steiner Ranch, okay? Uh-huh. We don't put them on TV and glorify their plastic surgery and their turkey necks.
That's what, we don't do that.
We don't.
We don't do that, okay?
On Bravo.
Here, let's be the. We should be the anti-Bravo network here. Nick would like to shame you now for your plastic surgery. All right, shame you women for your turkey necks. Is that what you were saying?
I mean, there's like a middle ground that we can just go
into. Can't glorify the plastic surgery. We will shame them.
Have you seen some of these Real Housewives?
Not really.
The real is a life, is a lie. Okay.
The what?
The artificial Housewives of Beverly Hills. Okay, now I might be behind that.
How about them Cowboys? 33-10. The Dallas Cowboys beat the Carolina Panthers yesterday. They are 7-3 on the season, but basically they beat up on the bad teams and have not beat any of the good teams yet. Your Houston Texans 21-16 over Arizona. Don't look now. The Texans 6-4 on the season have already doubled their win total from a year ago. Mm-hmm. College football. Texas remains number 7 in the latest Associated Press Top 25 poll after the acceptable 26-16 victory in Ames, Iowa.
I'll take it.
Acceptable. I said it was a style point Saturday. Certainly not in that first half. All right. There is some shakeup at the top 25, however. Georgia's still number one. Ohio State has jumped Michigan. They're now number two. Michigan is three. Washington jumped Florida State, who their quarterback lost a leg on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Washington now four. Florida State five again. Texas is seven. And our top story this morning is college basketball. What? Texas, Louisville, the Empire Classic from Madison Square Garden in New York City. Get a rope. We'll skip straight to the end. Texas down one with just seconds remaining.
6 seconds. They get in the hands of Aceness. Guarded by Clark. Tough shot. It's over with 0.4 to go. Aceness will win the game for Texas.
80.
Oh, what a shot.
81-80, Texas wins at the buzzer-ish. There was 0.4 seconds left, and Louisville would just throw the ball away. Texas gets the win, 81-80. Now, look, it's early in the college basketball season. What can you really take away from this? I will tell you, Nick Hajda, my biggest takeaway, this kid's pronouncing his name Asmus.
Yeah.
Is that right?
He's got a B in it.
It's A-B-M-A-S, okay? Where I came from, that's Abmus, okay? Abmus.
You have been known to rebrand people. Are you rebranding him Abmus?
Well, I just how did this happen? What is the can I have the language of origin? All right, can you use it in a sentence? Can you use it in a sentence where you tell me why you pronounce a B with an S? Mm-hmm. Asmus. His name is Asmus. Max Asmus.
You know, I didn't have the problem with this because I always just heard the name. And so I was like, yeah, sure, it's Asmus.
Right.
And then I saw that it was pronounced.
It looks
how
wrong.
It's spelled, and I was
looks weird.
But it had already been established.
Seems problematic.
I don't know.
All right.
I believe you can get over it. Believe you can get over it and embrace this team.
He's a transfer. Yeah. Texas, I believe, is starting three transfers. They brought in five transfers this year, did Coach Rodney Terry. Mm-hmm. Is that an unacceptable take? That I am like, I don't like all of this transfer. It's like free agency in college basketball, all right? The team changes. It's just totally new team from a year ago, all right?
So I can't be upset about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills coming to town.
Right. That's
but outside
right.
basketball players, Jason's like, that's where I crossed the line.
Learn
how to spell your name properly.
It's just not like college basketball that I grew up with, all right? Where you would commit to a school and go there for four, sometimes 5 years. Actually, you know what, Brock Cunningham, I appreciate you honoring that tradition.
He's been there for like six.
Is this his seventh season in Texas? I think he's a professor now, okay? I think Brock Cunningham, he's 30 years old. He's a professor still playing college basketball. No, it's fine, guys. I look forward to watching Texas basketball as soon as football season's over.
The Morning X.
Tom Segura coming to San Antonio March the 8th. We have more tickets for you to win. 8:15 today. Going to play some Smarter Than Jason. It's 8:30, 7:30 Central-ish. Time for another edition of the Bumbles.
Every light in the house is on.
This week on The Bumbles, Jason is surprised and concerned with what Bumbleito wants for Christmas.
Oh.
Yeah, it's officially Christmas season over on Affluence Hill, the Bumble household. Christmas tree is up, all right? Last night, I'm trying to watch a almost watchable Sunday night football game when my girlfriend, Bumbleina, comes to me. She's like, hey, is it okay if I put the Christmas tree up? And I'm like, what?
Did you tell her to wait until Friday?
Well, I said, to me, typically that's a, you know, Thanksgiving, post-Thanksgiving activity, but I'm not going to object. I will not help you, but I'm not going to object.
I'm not
going to
stop her.
If you want to put the Christmas tree
up. You're not going to grab the tree, throw it out the house, down Affluence Hill.
She just goes, she says.
Dust your hands off.
She says, well, I don't know if I'm going to be bored on Thursday. And I was like, you're bored now. And she's like, yes. And I was like, so you want to put the Christmas tree up to fight off your boredom? And she says yes, and I was like, you know what, go for it. And
that's fair. I was slightly bored yesterday. I just vacuumed.
We have a basically our Christmas tree comes pre-decorated. My sister made it. It's like hot glued together, and so it's basically just in the closet with all the ornaments and the lights already on it. So the whole can I put up the Christmas tree is literally like a 45 second boredom chasing endeavor, because she just drags it out of the closet, plugs it in, and then boom, it's Christmas time.
When you say that it's put together with hot glue, like it makes me think of like she just took a bunch of like the branches from like the Christmas tree lot, like all the leftovers, no. and like assembled a Frankenstein Christmas tree.
No, it's some plastic.
It's like half Douglas fir, it's half Norwood pine.
Super skinny tree that's got ornaments attached.
Some of it is palm tree for some weird reason.
Two-thirds of the lights are working on it. It's
like
fine. It's fine. The Christmas spirit is alive and well
she
in
get
the
a Frankenstein
Bumble household. Including, she said to me again, I'm just watching football, and she's like, oh, you know what you should get him for Christmas? He asked for this. And I believe I'm free to discuss this as he's sleeping it off right now. The kids, no school all week long.
Really?
Yeah. No school all week, unless he's bluffing me, which again, he totally could pull that off, and it's fine with me. But
there's no way to check.
Yeah, no. Teachers, get at us at 101X Morning X. Are you guys off all week? Are the teachers off as well? You guys out there partying? You're just now getting home?
In my experience, it was just...
I know how you teachers work.
It's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
You get Wednesday off as well?
That's what we always did.
See, I think we went to school all the way. Maybe it was like a half day on Wednesday. I don't know. It was like 100 years ago. But she's like, you know what he wants for Christmas? And I thought she was going to say a car, which I was like, well, if it means I don't have to pick him up from school anymore, do you still have a Nissan Altima held together by gum, spit, and hope?
I do.
Maybe we can work out a deal.
I do.
All right, maybe we can work
something out.
But no, in fact, even though he's turning 16 in the spring, apparently it's not a car that he wants. Do you know what the young Bumbleito wants for Christmas?
I can't even begin to imagine what the kids want.
It's a lawnmower. Specifically,
what?
The... Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0 electric groin hair trimmer. If you run in the same internet circles, or I guess they advertise on
really
podcasts
where this is going
a lot,
for, talking about a teenage issues,
but
teenage
yeah,
grooming
it's,
habits.
It's clippers. It's an electric razor that you use to clean up your stuff.
What
all right,
like once a year.
Well, I when she said this is what he wants, I was like, really? And she sort of seemed like proud of him.
Yeah.
I was like, and this is okay? And she's like, yeah, you know, he's going to be well groomed. And I'm like, but for what?
Just always be prepared.
I mean, yeah, I guess so. And sure. But yeah, 15 years old, groin hair trimmer. Acceptable? Put it on the poll at 101X Morning X. Is that all right? For a 15.
I mean, how much is this lawnmower, Manscaped, whatever device?
You want to know? I mean, money's no object. I was willing to buy him your car. What do you think?
I'm concerned this might be more than what my car is.
How much?
I mean,
for the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0 electric groin hair trimmer.
I'm going to guess that it's under $100. I'm just at a... I'd be terrified if it wasn't. So I will say $89.99.
Oh, my God. Nicholas Hodge, do you get to come on stage, reach in my pocket, and pull out a $100 bill? Because it is exactly $89.99. Did you say $89.99 or $89.95? Yeah, that's you got it exactly correct. So, yeah, it is a very reasonably affordable gift. I think she was asking me to get it for him because it's, like, weird if your mom gets you a... thing to trim your
no
junk.
It's weird if she helps
now look, I didn't get into that game. I think I was like 30 before I ever for the first time. Now is a different time.
You're an inconsiderate lover.
It was a different era. Am I an inconsiderate lover? Or
yes.
Just, you know, this is the way God made me, all right? And I appreciate the natural body. Okay?
I believe in
appreciate
2023,
others to appreciate my natural body. Okay, yeah, fine. It's 2023, all right? And so that's why I probably...
Clearing a path,
I've probably been, you know, tending to that on a regular basis every once in a while.
You're convincing
maybe.
Me.
I don't know.
I believe you.
But 15 years old, I mean, and again, because it was 1996, I don't even really know if it was a thing yet, but it would have never occurred to me, okay? It would have never occurred to me. And I already was, what's the word in the bit? Tapping that ass, okay? I was already in the ass tapping game, I didn't even think about such a thing. And now... I don't think, is in the ass happen game, but is interested in cleaning up his undercarriage. Is that cool? We cool with that? That's fine?
You know, I remember back in the day, the dad would teach the kid how to shave, lather up. So here's how you do it, son. Practice with the safety razor. Doesn't have a blade in it.
No, we're not going to do
it. You got to sit him down, have a...
No.
Here we go, son. This is how you do it.
This is
how your mom likes it.
Nobody taught me, okay? I had to figure it out all on my own.
And look,
man,
what happened. It took you to your 30s.
Why not? Which is the normal time I think it's normal.
I think you show them how it's done.
Honestly, when she showed it to me, I was just like, I was like, that shower is going to be so clogged all the time now. God damn it.
The Morning X.
101X. It's The Morning X. Jason Dick, Nick Hajda. Tom Segura tickets later on this morning. Right? I know. In today's Hajda headlines, just moments after he told me to shut up, Nick said, what? Taylor Swift killed a guy? In the words of the great Ron Burgundy, you're going to want to get yourself a safe house, maybe lay low for a little while, because you're probably wanted for murder. What happened?
A fan died at her concert in Brazil on Friday night.
Like an old lady?
No, 23 years old.
23-year-old fan died.
And they're saying because temperatures were very high. I don't think so. Well, that's the question, is maybe. I think he had a lot more than just one. But it was apparently incredibly hot.
Like eight, right?
They were having issues keeping the fans hydrated, I feel like. I don't know if necessarily. They definitely weren't letting you bring in water to the concert. So a lot of fans were like, hey, that's not cool. You got to pay
Is this Wayne? Where is this?
Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Oh yeah. That's we'll make no commentary on that, okay? Only that I bet they did die. You know what? It's fine. I assume she's playing like football stadiums, right? So it's in some gigantic soccer stadium down there, I would presume.
Sure, probably.
Do you normally get to bring in water? If you go to a concert at the Moody Center, do you take water in there? I don't think so.
I mean, but you do it like...
you buy water, all right?
But you do it ACL, you can bring your water bottle.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Whether that is acceptable or not, I feel like it should be. Okay, you should be allowed to bring in your own water. Because especially when it's 100 degrees in this venue, whatever it is. But also just like water's, that's one of the most overcharged, they're scamming you things that you can get at a concert. Okay, you want to charge me $12 for a tall boy?
Yeah.
Sure. Fine.
But water.
Water?
Come on, man.
That's where I draw the line.
Exactly.
Man. That's where I draw the line.
Then Nick is advocating you should be able to bring your own water, and not just because it looks exactly like vodka, all right? Not because you're going to bring in a bottle of...
I think the people can be trusted.
So hold on. This seems like we're not making it that big of a deal. The person died at the concert, and she's just like, it's fine. I'll see you guys on Monday Night Football.
Oh, no. Taylor was devastated.
I'm sure.
She was the same as saying that. She was devastated. She had a shattered heart. And then when she resumed, they canceled the show on Saturday night. Because she was like, hey, it's too hot, you guys. Friday night, fan dies.
Okay.
Saturday, Taylor postpones the show.
Yeah.
Just hangs out with Travis Kelce in a hotel room.
Was it going to be in the same spot? It was like the same place?
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
I think you probably cancel more than one show. You don't just throw the brakes on the tour, right?
How much money this tour's making? Come on, man.
Yeah,
You have to have a lot more.
The movie's already out. Are we really still doing? Are she still doing the tour? The movie is out. Okay.
And then on Sunday,
if you were waiting for the movie, you waited long enough. It's here.
I'm not trying to get in the mind of a Swiftie. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say they probably saw the movie and then went to the show. I want to see the movie. Then I will go see it live in person.
Right.
But Taylor did dedicate a song to the deceased fan.
Okay.
Which honestly, I feel like if you ask that 23-year-old girl,
she did perform on Sundays. You're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
You ask that 23-year-old Taylor Swiftie fan, hey,
she died.
You're
gonna
die, but Taylor's gonna know your name and sing about you. I think they would take
she
that.
Would take
I think
that.
They would take
Come
that.
On, that's not. That's not.
Tell me I'm wrong, Swifties. Tell me I'm wrong.
It doesn't seem like that's wrong.
Learn about the shows, buy tickets for them, the concert calendar at 101X.com. The Morning X.
101X, it's The Morning X. Jason Dick, Nick Hajda. Inside 30 minutes away from your chance at tickets to see Tom Segura at the Frostbank Center in San Antonio, March the 8th. Set this feel-good, fun, totally not depressing topic up for me, Nick Hajda. At what point in your life... Did everything go wrong?
Yeah, like I think a lot of people you can trace things back. Like, oh, if you want to look at this not from a pessimistic view, like where is something like, oh, that's where the timeline diverged, and I could have had a totally different life
at some point previous to 1985.
Somewhere in the past, the timeline skewed into this tangent, creating an alternate 1985.
An alternate 1985 where Biff is corrupt and powerful and married to your mother, and this has happened to me. And this meaning, I don't know. I'm
he was host, committed to.
Host, oh no, no, no! I was doing me.
Oh, you.
Yeah.
Well, see, speaking of you,
I don't play this game because, and I don't want to.
Yeah, your life is fantastic. nothing wrong with you. Oh, I have my loaner Tesla is faster than my regular Tesla.
I try to live, and maybe have I been fortunate in my life? Of course, mm-hmm. I have. I live a life with no regrets, Nick Hajda. I wouldn't change anything. I wouldn't change anything about the past. Okay,
yeah.
Anything, yeah, everything. Okay, even some of the. Misdirections.
You've got some sort of stupid quote. Past because is participle. Or
Everything that has happened in the past is prologue to this moment.
The past
okay,
is prologue.
Everything is just another brick in the house of my life that I am building, which today, on November 20th, 2023, ain't so very bad. Okay? No complaints. Actually, tons of complaints. I have tons of complaints, but I would not change anything. Okay? It's all part of the. It's all part
There's
of the human experience.
Has the house of your life been built faster than your house?
Right.
In
yeah,
Manor,
that's a good. That's a good
no,
joke.
No, you mentioned it. Last Friday.
You've
you were
picked out
about,
something from my past that you believe has skewed me into an alternate 1985.
Yeah. You told us about how you were originally wanted to be a journalism major.
Well,
at
I was.
Texas.
I was okay, a journalism
fine.
Major.
But that they told you that being a humorist.
Yeah.
Just sitting there writing funny things.
That's not journalism.
Yeah.
That's what.
Because you had written for the Spitfire,
yeah.
Was the Round Rock High School newspaper.
Some would say that is where Jason Dick was originally born.
Yes.
Okay, where he realized his voice was just writing borderline hateful editorials in the school newspaper.
Yeah,
about
who was it? The girl that you called a toilet or something?
I did not call anybody a toilet. You're mixing together all kinds of stories.
Yeah.
Okay, we did have a journalism white elephant gift exchange for Christmas, and unfortunately, we stuck Kim with a toilet. Me and my friend John wrapped up an actual toilet and brought it to the white elephant, and she had the last gift, and so she
and
had
Kim
to,
was like, "Jason, you're such a dick," and
yeah.
You're like, "Dick."
I was like, that was correct.
I like the sound of that.
No, I did write what I thought was funny jackass editorials in the newspaper, and everybody was upset with me, but sometimes people were like, I'm glad somebody said it. I went to college thinking I want to continue doing this.
Exactly.
Like writing. I like I got there, and Dr. Jensen, J310, told me Dave Barry is not a journalist, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's a humorist. He's a humor column, you know, and I was like, okay, well, I'll just be that. And he's like, well, that's not journalism. And I'm all right. And so I changed my major to radio, television, film. And now we're here.
You know what else Dave Barry is? Like a published author, a best-selling New York Times, millionaire. They made a sitcom about him, starring Harry Anderson, the judge from Night Court.
Definitely went good, I would assume.
It did not, but no. I mean, has Jason Dick got a sitcom pilot?
Not
Greenlit
yet.
About him?
Not yet. We're working on
prologue.
That. Well, I don't understand.
Is, no,
what, that I would have been a famous humor columnist.
You would have been a modern day Mark Twain. And yes, like
I know you
countered with saying that, oh, well, newspapers are dead and nobody, if you write stuff.
You picked one medium that's actually more sinking ship than the one I'm currently in.
You would have been doing this. When did you graduate from Texas?
2004.
Okay. So in 2004, while that was still the twilight, you would have moved on. You would have started in newspapers. You would have moved on at like whatever the Round Rock Daily Journal Gazette is or whatever.
Round Rock
there.
Leader.
There, sure.
Believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would have had a weekly column where you just sit there and tell people what grind your gears.
Hang on. I have to go back to Round Rock. I can't jump into the Statesman
I'm
deep
a
in.
Picture, Jason.
Okay?
I'm painting a picture.
I have to move.
Sure. You would have worked up to the Statesman. You would have gone into internets. You would have had a blog or something.
All right.
You would have adjusted with the times.
I mean, I could have done all of
and
these
now
things anyway.
You would be sitting there.
A New York Times bestseller.
Every 3 months, you would go on Stephen Colbert's show, and he'd be like, Jason, what's grinding your gears today? And you would have some sort of witticisms about things and life, and you would have said past is prologue and all these things.
So it was that moment.
You would tell a hilarious story about how you had to buy your girlfriend's kid a personal groomer for Christmas.
A groin hair trimmer is what it's called, all right? So you're saying that moment when they told me that humor columns is not journalism, so I changed my major, that was a turning point.
That's when they shoved you into radio.
When I skewed into this alternate reality that I'm currently living today.
And see, and I know you're saying this reality is pretty good.
Yeah, I have
that's
no complaints
how good
on this.
Jason Dick, national humorist, would have been. Like, that's how good that life would have been.
Oh.
Is that you're just simply this.
Okay. So I'm saying, I feel like if we were to I don't know, Rick and Morty, this situation, mm-hmm. and there's like a million universes, and I'm this version of my trial, of my experiment, is one of the better outcomes. I think that this is perhaps the best outcome, but you're saying no, actually,
so
it could have been the ceiling is way higher.
Yeah.
Well, now that makes me feel bad.
I mean, there's Chase the Dick that didn't to get that didn't get scared of football, and so he won $1 million plus quarterback in a team. The Dallas Cowboys could have won three championships. You know what?
I didn't get scared of football, I made a business decision that I was like, stop
banging
me in the head.
There's Jason Dick, the world's greatest poker player. I don't know. Other things. There's actually a
that
Jason
one actually
Dick
is.
Who actually wrote Guacamole Pants and is a jet. You killed a fan in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil this weekend. And Taylor Swift is just sitting there sweeping up at the Christmas tree factory.
2005, actually, I made $18,000 just playing internet poker, just goofing off, having fun, never really paying attention to it. And I was like, I got a new radio show. I got to focus on that. And I do think about that sometimes because I was like, if I would have dug in, I could have just made $2 million in 3 years and then just, you know.
Exactly.
Lived off of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now,
this
a
is
lot
a
of
terrible
these,
topic. Why are we doing this? I don't understand. What?
A lot of these timelines, you died at like 35. Okay. So,
okay.
Like,
so it could be way worse as
well.
It
could be way worse. But, you know, the shining stars burn bright.
Do you have a moment? Do you have a time? What was it?
What? And when was I? When I was 15, what was that? Sophomore? I don't
15
know.
Years old.
At some point in high school, Lisa Clark was going to let me touch her boob, and I did not.
Lisa Clark.
And that is just all been downhill from there.
Had you touched Lisa Clark's boob,
yes,
somehow things would have turned out differently.
Yeah. I would have had sex in high school. It would have instilled confidence in me throughout the rest of my life.
In a hot tub with your soulmate.
Yeah.
You would have gone pro.
Yeah. I wouldn't even end up at Texas State. I probably would have had the confidence to go to the University of Texas when they sent me things like, hey,
sicko.
You scored really good on your PSATs. Why don't you come to University of Texas? I would have been like, deserve that. I do deserve that because I touched Lisa Clark's boob.
Is Lisa Clark still out there? Can we still get a hand on her boob? Is it too late to perform this transformation?
I haven't looked into it in a while. But
at 101X Morning X, do you have a moment in your life where things skewed you into an alternate reality that you currently live in?
Would that work if I touched her boob now? Would I time travel back to high school and do it all again?
I don't think that's good.
I'm
willing
to give it a shot.
Tom Rehage, the headlines we misinterpret the news so you don't have to, and all the news that's fit to air, it's my guy, Nicholas Hajda. Headlines brought to you by Living Spaces is the thing I'm supposed to say, I think, several hours ago.
Crushed it.
And weeks ago. But we got it in today, guys.
Well, congratulations to you, and congratulations to Elon Musk and SpaceX after their latest Starship launch made it into space on Saturday. Before exploding.
What?
Oh. Yeah. That's SpaceX engineers believe an automated flight termination command was triggered, destroying the rocket after it had achieved getting into outer space. But the reason why was unclear. Meanwhile, Rosalind Carter? Jimmy Carter's wife passed away peacefully Sunday at the age of 96, with family by her side at her home in Georgia.
Old people do, they die.
The former First Lady was known for working tirelessly on behalf of mental health reform and professionalized the role of the president's spouse. She was 96, as I said. On an unrelated note, happy birthday to President Joe Biden, who turns 81 today.
Really?
That's right.
Only 81?
Only 81 for Joe Biden. No big plans for Joe to celebrate.
I'll tell you what, Joe, you could pass for 85, okay? Yeah. Maybe even 90.
No big plans for Joe to celebrate. Just pardon some turkeys and receive briefings from his national security advisors on the global crises.
Giddy up.
And finally, speaking of crisis, if you're preparing for Black Friday, you should be prepared for Brown Friday. According to Roto-Rooter, they would like to remind America that Black Friday is also Brown Friday, the busiest day of the year for plumbers. They expect to get 50% more calls this Friday than average. They say the main culprits are clogged toilets, kitchen sinks, and garbage disposals.
Right.
A lot of people apparently don't realize that their plumbing is partially clogged until guests arrive and then, quote, too many people can overwhelm the system.
Okay. I thought it was just because you're eating so much on Thanksgiving that, you're producing more.
I mean, that's...
But it's more just a volume play in terms of, like, there's more people in your house, you're cooking a bigger meal than you normally would, so you're putting pressure on all the systems, huh?
I think the pressure comes from all sides and angles and things.
You got to say Brown Friday. Congratulations, man. I know that's
sports.
I know that's what we were doing there, right? Let's see here. How about them Cowboys 33-10? They beat the Carolina Panthers yesterday. I believe I said to Dennis on Friday that the Cowboys kick ass so hard the game will be over by 12:50. It was more like 1:25 or so yesterday when you're like, okay, guess they got it wrapped up. Texans down to the wire, but did defeat the Arizona Cardinals 21-16. Don't look now, but the Texans 6-4 in the season already doubled their win total from a year ago. College basketball, the Empire Classic in New York City, get a rope. The Longhorns down 1 point in the closing seconds.
6 seconds. They get it in the hands of Asemus. Guarded by Clark. Tough shot. It's good! With 0.4 to go, Asemus will win the game for Texas. Oh, what a shot.
Max Asemus with the buzzer beater, 81-80. Texas beats Louisville. He is a transfer student from Dick. Oral Roberts?
I think so.
That's my oral guy, Max Asemus. Noted. Though we have a transfer from Oral Roberts. I'm not sure if it's him. And finally, college football, the Longhorns remain number 7 in the Associated Press Top 25 poll after an acceptable 26-16 victory over Iowa State Saturday night. A little bit of shakeup in the top 25. Michigan fell to 3. Ohio State's now 2. Washington and Florida State flip-flopped spots 4 and 5 there. Texas remains 7. Nick, you very famously said on this and other programs last week that Texas no longer had your consideration for a college football playoff spot, that you no longer considered them deserving of consideration with a healthy, we don't really have to worry about it down the stretch, 10-point win for the Longhorns. Have they re-earned your consideration? Are you considering?
You know what? They did. Mm-hmm. They did win back my consideration.
Right.
Now, does that, like, I think I consider them, and I'm like, yeah, you're probably not as good as Oregon. Yeah.
It's unfortunate if you are in a considering state of mind because you consider and then you're like, oh, we're not going to make it, man.
Yeah.
This sucks.
I was even.
I didn't know we could go 12-1, and I didn't know we could go 12-1 and miss the playoff, but that's going to happen.
I was even considering giving Mr. Sarkisian back his title of coach.
Uh-huh.
I took it away from him.
Right.
Some Mr. Sarkisian.
Right. Just to bring him down a notch, knock him down a peg.
And then I saw them sitting there dunking on that. What is that? That Iowa State player guy that called them out before the game? Sam Hufford or something like
Jared.
That?
Jared.
Yeah.
Hufford. By dunking on him, you mean dunking him on his ass over and over again?
Yeah, and then Mr. Sarkisian went out there and was like, take that, how about that, Jared?
Did he say that?
He said something to the effect of like,
really?
He mentioned it.
Uh-huh.
And a bunch of the players were sitting there bragging about how they allowed 9 yards of rushing, not take that. Mm. What's his name again? Jared?
Jared Hufford. Yeah.
My mind is Tyler, but that's Dabo Sweeney. That's a different
thing.
Tyler. Jared.
Yeah.
I feel like we went Jared on him.
So are you telling me that they're back in consideration or no? Or what's your current temperature on Texas?
Still considering it.
You're considering.
I'm considering letting them back in consideration.
Allowing them consideration.
Yes.
Okay.
But it was a good win.
The Morning X.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man!
You're stupid.
Tom Segura is coming to the Frost Bank Center in San Antonio March the 8th. We have tickets to give away with another edition of Super Short, Definitely Not Sad, Shelovitz, former self version of Smarter Than Jason. Our contestant is Good Morning Max.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Max. Nick is going to give you a couple category options. I'll let you choose the category. One question. Whoever is closest may go over. No Price is Right scoring. If you were closer than me, if you beat me, Max, you're going to go see Tom Segura. All right?
Sounds good.
All right, Hasha. What are the categories for us today?
We've got the first Thanksgiving trivia, Famous Toms, and How Far Away Is It?
What do you think, Max?
Let's do How Far Away Is It?
How Far Away
Excellent.
Is It?
Excellent.
Seems fun, I guess.
Yeah, we told you in news that SpaceX over the weekend, they got a rocket into space, and then it immediately exploded.
Elon, knock it off with these space shuttles and stuff. Fix up that internet, okay? I'm not nuts about it, but I had to order the Elon internet, and
I think if the space, the rockets work, you can put internet on the moon. You can have moon internet.
Well, that's great. I'm moving to Mainer, not the moon. Okay,
no, it'll beam down on you. Anytime you see the moon, 5G. Yeah. Maybe even 6G.
I don't. Okay.
No, that's not the fish plan. Anyway, but space officially begins how many miles above sea level?
Space officially begins.
At what point can they no longer hear you scream?
Above space, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You think of an answer, Max.
Max.
I'm gonna write mine down. Keep thinking for a second, though.
Okay.
I gotta do. That would be too many, right?
Probably.
That would be a waste of time. Dick, Point Break. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. I believe it's called the Carmen line.
I don't know. I don't know. Space.
No? Why did it have to be space?
All right. Okay. I have written an answer down. What do you think, Max?
I'm thinking 350 miles.
350 miles. Okay.
Okay.
My answer is either going to be the winner or hilariously bad. Because I was thinking something like that. I was like 200 miles. First, I was like 2,000 miles above the sea, right? 2,000? No, that's not.
2,000
miles
above
so
the
many,
sea.
That's so many miles, Max. That's so many. All right? I'm going only 23 miles. You can go up 23 miles, you're in space, bro.
You should have gone with your classic answer of 69 because it's 62 miles.
62, but I still win, right? He said 300 and something, right?
Yeah, 350.
Yeah. So I have defeated you, Max. Hold on. We do have a prize for you. Yeah, I mean, that's a long way.
That's like to San Marcos, right?
Yeah, but a little more, like New Braunfels.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that feels I don't ever want to go to New Braunfels.
He's spacey AF down that's there, right. You know what I mean?
Yay!
Yeah, he's right. Yeah, he's right. No, but if you go straight up there, I mean, yeah, like that's way up there. That's way up there, man.
The Morning X.
Nick told us in the Hajda headlines today, that's, by the way, one straight newscast we've gone where he didn't tell me to shut up, so got that
good
going
that
for
one.
Us, which is nice. Rosalynn Carter passed away, the former first lady. Do you say former first lady? Because I know once you're the president, you're the president forever.
No, if you would address her, I think you'd say first lady
hello.
Rosalynn Carter. If we were to introduce her.
This is the First Lady Rosalynn
Carter.
Like
when Carter. They go to the funeral, say they say, ladies and gentlemen, former First Lady Rosalynn Carter. And they point to the casket.
It's not a wedding. They don't say, ladies and gentlemen, presenting to you for the last time ever.
They should.
Mrs. Carter. No, married
she
to.
She is a former First Lady.
Okay. Yeah, Rosalynn Carter was married to Jimmy Carter, died. She was 90 years old. That's what old people do. They die. But I heard this yesterday. Scott Hansen on the Red Zone told me. That's where I get my news, okay?
Did he interrupt? Sorry, guys. We'll get back to that fourth and goal, but first.
Well, you guys know if you're familiar with the Red Zone, he's jumping around from game to game, and sometimes he has to play the role of play-by-play voice if they don't want to have the audio just bouncing all over the place, and one of the stations was running a news banner saying Rosalynn Carter passed away.
Oh, so he was like, hey, let me give you an update of CJ Stroud.
They immediately cut away from it saying, I know that this first lady has died, but the Patriots are in the red zone. So that's actually they're on bye. So
on bye,
bad example. Anyway, he said that, that he was just telling us that she passed away. And I got this fact from him.
Mm-hmm.
Rosalynn Carter and Jimmy Carter, who died 2 years ago or 12 years ago or 20 years ago. One of those is probably close.
I believe he's still alive.
Jimmy Carter?
Yes.
What? No way.
Yeah.
No. Okay, then 2 years from now, 12 years from now, 20 years from now, one of those is probably close.
20 years is probably not close.
They were married for 77 years.
That's a lot.
Jimmy Carter, Rosalynn Carter. I'm sure it was like one of those, like, what is that? It's the 50s. We're allowed to get married when we're 18 and a half years old.
I mean, they also were both in their 90s.
Right. That's what, but they were married.
She would have been 19.
Young. And stayed married for the long haul. 77 years. And I wish, guys, that I wasn't such a cynical dick.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as I heard that, I was like, oh, that's even sadder than her dying. 77 years with the same person? Does that sound
some people do that.
To you people in dedicated, loving relationships, does that sound good? Because that sounds, I mean, I have the same reaction.
Tell me your girlfriend was on the couch watching football with you, and you were just like 77 years.
My girlfriend and I, and I think that we've been over this, and we are, you know, I think we're all comfortable with the realities in place, and that I've told her we are going to be together forever. All right, and my definition of forever is 10 years. And we're already at 4 and change, so we're like halfway to forever, guys. I might be willing to commit to like an extra half of forever.
Yeah.
All right. I'm probably down for that because things are great. Things are going good. But 77 years. Like, look, I know that I'm a sick person. I'm the weirdo. But I just hear that number, and it's the same as like when you're crying in the courtroom because your son was just convicted and they gave him 80 years in prison. I'm just like, oh no, 77 years is so
That's
long.
Like two life sentences.
You probably won't live that long. You probably will never live long enough to be out of this relationship. Oh no, why?
Did you want them to get married later on?
Or I don't
did you,
know,
to divorce
man.
And her get some strange?
Yeah, that's just like seven forevers, okay?
Yeah,
and James, it's so many. It's so long.
The Morning X.
101X. Bang, bang, bang. It's The Morning X, Nick and Dick. And we have had research on this project for about 3 hours now since early on this morning. And the results of their investigation are... the teachers are off today. Okay, the schools are closed. The kids don't have. I knew there was no school.
Yeah,
because Bumbleito is just hanging around at the house. He's just immediate. I think he slept till 3:45 p.m. yesterday. Just immediately thrust back into summer vacation mode because it's Thanksgiving week, which I'm pretty sure I went to school during Thanksgiving week when I was a kid. I don't know what's going on with you kids these days, but I wasn't sure. Are the teachers off as well? You know, are they having to staff development or anything like that? But yes, I've reached out to the teachers union, and she says, oh, yeah, we're off. I'm still partying. I'm still out. It's still Friday night
now, is this sort
for my
of
teacher
like,
friend.
If people aren't having to take their kids to school, they're not listening to you and I. So
that's my point. What are we doing here?
Like, the war on teachers continues. If they're off, Jason has to be off as well.
You know, I will say, as every once in a while, it's been alleged that I'm somehow anti-teacher. I disagree, okay? Mm-hmm. I disagree, and I joked earlier, where are my property taxes even going?
Yeah.
If it's for you to have a whole week off in November. But as a 6X property tax payer, am I actually one of the greatest supporters of teachers that there is? All right?
No, still no.
Because I'm paying six of the slumlord hunter status.
Your propaganda of anti-teacher, or as you would call it, pro-babysitter.
I've never said any of the. My point is, if the kids are off and the teachers are off, what am I doing here, man? What am I doing?
The Morning X.
101X, it's The Morning X. Jason Dick, Nick Hajda at 101X, Morning X on Twitter. We ask you this morning, is acceptable to play golf on Thanksgiving morning? I guess we could have clarified and said, is it okay to forsake your family, ditch them, and go play golf on Thanksgiving morning? Because I guess that's what I'm feeling like is happening.
I mean,
are
you thinking that people might interpret that as taking your entire family golfing? Because I feel like the golfers understand that that's implied that you are leaving them behind.
Is it acceptable to play golf on Thanksgiving morning? 78% of you said yes, which is great. Why are you not in my golf circle? Because I've already gotten like 20 to 25, not just no's, but like, LOL, are you kidding? Then they're freaking way. I mean, I'm not even going to ask. Are you trying to get me killed?
I really want to know who your 25th go-to golfer is.
I don't want to tell you. They don't know. They all think that they're in my top four.
They're
okay?
ahead
but
of me,
all...
so I'm insulted, even though I'm busy.
Really,
I cannot
really
do
play
it.
Golf and
I know, I don't.
Things and stuff. And,
but,
yeah.
You know, we're literally begging. Don't be choosing.
I'm not begging, all right? Me and Chase go out there, just the two of us, have a fine time, all right? Have a fine time. He'll give me a whole mess of mulligans, and then he'll beat me by 25 strokes at the end of the day. That's what's going to happen, all right? I need to be... I'm more about...
I'll go see
I'm
that.
Good in a team dynamic, okay? Even if I'm the best player on the team, I still need... I need the pressure of a teammate, okay? The comforting caress of a teammate getting in the golf cart saying, no, six was good for that hole, Jason. Six was good, all right?
Are you still going to get, like, two golf carts, or are you guys going to get your own, or are you going to ride together? How does that work out?
I mean, if it was just two of us, we probably would just have one golf cart. Why does that matter?
I just always like having my own golf cart. That's the best part about golf.
Is having your own golf cart?
Yeah.
Do they offer you,
is it like, can I get a discount on the rates if I'm like, hey, I'm not ever going to actually hit a golf ball?
You don't want to play golf?
I just want to go rent a golf cart.
I mean, yeah, that's the thing. It's usually somebody's girlfriend who, like, tags along and gets an extra cart and just so they can drive around out there. And you could be somebody's girlfriend. It could happen.
That's not too dissimilar from our normal dynamic.
Family, get at me. Mom, Bumbleina, are you guys upset that I'm going to... I'll be home by 1:15.
Have you considered taking Bumbleito?
He would never. First of all, getting him up and on the golf course by 9 a.m. Yeah, good luck. That's his bedtime. All right, that's when he's going to bed. Morning X. It's technically Morning X after dark hours, where we save our sexiest content for after the kid's been dropped off at school, but there's no school today. So is it just Morning X after dark the whole time? None of the time? I don't know. I don't know what to do here. But Nick wants to talk about strippers. I like your pants around your feet. You got a stripper situation going?
Well, trying to figure out how much details go into here.
Mm.
A while back, I went and spent an irresponsible amount of money
at
one of the local private establishments.
Yeah.
Not proud of it, but I'm kind of proud of it, you know? Mm. I love the places that we go. I did. Like, if you suffer from low T, just go spend an irresponsible amount of money at a strip club.
I don't think that that's going to pick your T up.
I'm willing to do the studies.
It's a good test. I'll provide whatever
samples you want, but I felt it. I felt it.
You felt your T level surge?
Through the roof.
Okay.
Through the roof for a brief amount of time here.
All right.
Anyway, and when you do that, pro tip, kids who aren't in school or not up to learning today or not listening, that's how you get the stripper's number. And not in like a,
is by spending an irresponsible amount of money?
Not the way that you want them to have your number. It's more like the hey, when you coming in again?
Uh-huh.
How you doing?
Okay.
Now, I don't know what's going on with this particular case. I don't want to predispose what she's thinking.
Mm.
But just said probably stripper not, reached out but... to me recently. The other day, just via text.
You got her number. She has your number.
Yeah.
Do you guys converse? What happened here? Did you say, hey, now that you have this irresponsible amount of my money, how about we swap digits and, you know.
Yeah, we tried that.
Maybe,
didn't work.
Maybe we get a coffee someday.
Didn't.
I take you to Gerald, meet my parents.
I don't know why I take her to Gerald. My parents don't live there. Nobody lives there. It's fine. Whatever. Sure. Yeah, we tried all that. Didn't work.
You tried that.
I tried that.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure. But the other day, she just texted out of the blue and was like, hey, heard you on the radio this morning, smiley emoji.
Mm.
I hope you're well.
Okay.
And I was like, that's nice. And we conversed for a little bit.
The teachers aren't listening, but the strippers, they got us. Let's go.
I wanted to ask if she was up early or just out late. If she caught us like...
What I know of the entertainer's lifestyle, it is probably the almost bedtime for her. She's catching this show.
Anyway. I like that. I like that the strippers are maybe potentially listening to us early in the morning before they go to bed.
Good morning, Sapphire. I hope it was a good day, night. Have a good night.
Before they rest their heads on a pillow covered in glitter from their eye makeup, they just think of you and I, and that's how they go to sleep. That's sweet. Anyway, so we just kind of conversed. Catching up, how was these things, how was this, this, that, and, et cetera. And then she's like, oh, hey, did you just have a birthday? And I was like, I did indeed just have a birthday. How nice.
Yeah.
And then she was like, when is it? And then I was like, hang on a second. This is the person that I gave a lot of important credit card information to. Now, again.
You can pay the stripper with a credit card?
Oh, yeah.
Where do you swipe?
they've got the little attachment for their phone.
Oh, really? Really?
Well, I mean,
you got squared by a stripper?
No, there's like a hostess who takes like an incredible amount of tip just to swipe your card, and then everybody's wetting their beak and all these things.
Wow.
You got to wet a lot of beaks to wet your beak.
I was going to do one like that, but not as, but yeah, that's fine.
Okay. You can still do yours. It's fine. I was like, look, I'm sure that I am just being crazy Nick brain, but she's not fishing. What do they call it? Social engineering me?
Her asking for your birthday, she's going to identity thieve you? She's going to scam you?
Should I be worried about that?
She once upon a time scanned your credit card information?
She might have it. Maybe they want to run it all again down there.
What good does your birthday do? I mean,
I don't know.
I think your birthday is pretty common knowledge. Like, doesn't Facebook tell everybody your birthday?
But that's like one of those things where they can try to figure out passwords. A lot of people use their their date of birth as their passwords, pin numbers and things. I don't.
You don't.
I don't. But some people do. I just
you're too cynical, Nick Hajda. I think your stripper girlfriend just wanted to make a note of when your birthday was so that she wouldn't forget to text you on your birthday next year. You know, now she might text you, "Hey, happy birthday! Come by the club tonight." Yeah. All right. It's half off, okay? It's only half irresponsible amount of money to wet your beak.
Sure.
So so come down and hang. But no, I don't think she was trying to. I don't think she was.
But
trying
if she
to
wants
scan
to know
you.
What my pet's name is, my mom's maiden name.
She asks the last four of your social, then you can be like, "What's going on here?" All right. But if she's just asking you your birthday,
well, in that case, it's in October.
The Morning X.
101X. It's the Morning X. I asked you on Twitter at 101X Morning X. I asked my family. I said, "Hey, Thursday." Thanksgiving. I'm going to play golf in the morning. That's cool, right? Just 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. Mo Willie. I'll be home 1 o'clock-ish, 1:15, something like that. You guys won't even miss me. That's cool, right? That's cool. At Sleepy Hedgehog, sweet handle, says, if someone that lives in your house is prepping for a big meal like Thanksgiving, you should be helping. Even if they don't want you to be a main player, you can cut up vegetables, set the table, grab something they forgot from the store, greet people at the door. Pull some weight, man. Now, that's an interesting opinion because I asked my mom, I was like, hey, is that cool? And she says, I'm looking forward to having you out of my hair during food preparation.
I was about to say, I feel like your family would mostly like, no, that's great.
What am I doing that's bothering you, okay? Uh-huh. I'm sitting on the couch, I'm watching football.
I'm sure you're offering no constructive criticism.
Occasionally, I'll go to the kitchen, pour myself a cold glass of milk, mm-hmm. when in Rome.
I'm sure there'll be any kind of comments about how she says that dinner is at 1, but it's 2:15.
That's the hilarious part, really, is my mom says she's looking forward to having me out of her hair during food preparation. Mom, I'll be home at 1:15, okay? I know you allege that you're going to be there and have the meal ready to go at 1 o'clock, but we know. It's 3:40, okay? It's 3:40.
I'm going to tell you this right now, Grace. I will cancel my entire Thanksgiving and help you cook to prove Jason wrong. If we can have, if you show up at 1:15.
Yeah, and you guys are just already eating.
Oh, it happened at 1, Jason, just like Mama Dick said.
Who drank all the milk?
Yeah.
Where did all the milk go?
But just like, maybe you're the one that is dragging things, making things late.
No,
it's possible.
We'll find out.
You go golf, we'll find out.
My mom just does. She does not think the laws of time, okay, apply. Somehow it just can't add it up. It's like, oh, okay, I got to put this in the oven for another 90 minutes. And I'm like, Mom, there's no, you said 1 o'clock, but it's 90. It's fine. And I'm not complaining, all right? I'm not complaining, just like they're not complaining about going to play golf in the morning on Thursday. It's no big deal.
Jason got the turkey, okay? He has prepared the turkey for everybody.
Sort of.
He's pulling his weight.
Still got to be reheated, but yeah. Somebody else can handle that? Yes, I purchased a very expensive turkey is what Nick is saying.
The Morning X.
Don't do it, all right? It's the holidays. Thanksgiving is here. I'm just trying to make everybody feel good. Positive, uplifting news on a Monday. And then Nick's going to come in here and try and ruin it. A segment called Don't Nick My News. Danielle, or if you're a follower on TikTok, at Danny Marie Littering. Okay. She posted a video last week showing how her car burned down. All right? That's not good.
Don't start that challenge, kids.
I don't know the details of how her car caught fire. I don't know what car it is, but basically the whole thing is all burnt out, with the exception of the Stanley Cup, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, why does she have it?
Yeah, I was like, hang on, at Danny Marie Littering on TikTok, why has she got the Stanley Cup? That should be in the hands of the Las Vegas Golden Knights?
Yes.
I know. I'm a professional sports talk radio host.
I was thinking that guy who has the gloves that always carries it
that
around.
That guy? Oh.
They've got various valets. Yeah.
No, not that Stanley Cup. Apparently, Stanley is a brand. They make axes, right?
I
got axes.
They make steamers.
You know, Bumbleina, slide aside here. She's gotten into a real handy phase. I don't know what's going on, but I told you like a month ago she fixed the washer, and now our dishwasher is acting up. She ordered a part off of Amazon yesterday. It was my birthday, not a big deal. Spent the entire day over at one of her guy friend's house, which I was like, that is awesome, okay? It was truly maybe my best birthday I've ever had, guys. I woke up bright and early, got some pickleball in, got home in time to make responsible gambling choices, set my fantasy lineups. I tried to offer Nick a once-in-a-lifetime trade opportunity in our fantasy league. He wasn't doing it. Then I just got to watch footballs, and I got peppered with some happy birthday texts and the like. But for the most part, everybody just left me alone, and I was like, this is the best birthday ever, guys. This is the nobody's call. I'm sure people had bad news for me today. Yeah. I'm sure I'll get an extra avalanche of more bad news today, but nobody called me with bad news. Only one person called me. I'll get back to you whenever, Dad. But yeah, it was tremendous. But she came home from this dude's house with a new set of tools. She's acquired a whole new, she's got like a toolbox.
Uh-huh.
She was going through it last night, showing me she has dueling pairs of vice grips now. And I'm like, what's going on with you? You're just going to be Mrs. Fix-It? I'm not objecting.
Honey,
I think
what
it's
were
fine,
you doing at that guy's house? Nothing. We were just screwing with my new Phillips head screwdriver.
All right, knock it off. Anyway, Stanley, maybe not the same company that makes axes, also makes cups. And the cup, an orange Stanley cup, survived the fire. Not just survived, but looked seemingly untouched. No worse for the wear, including... it still had ice in it.
It was on a fire yesterday. It still has ice in it.
Danielle, I bet you're a fun TikToker. her video has been viewed 3.5 million times as of the printing of this piece of paper. And Stanley, they saw it, and it did not take long for them to respond, specifically their global president, Terrence Riley. Do you have like a... non-global president? Is he president of the entire you know, don't worry about it. Terrence Riley, I figure they're going to be like, hey, that's great. Let us send you another cup or a Stanley t-shirt. They say, how about your car? We'll just get you a new car. Quote, we've never done this before. Probably will never do it again, but we'd love to replace your vehicle, end quote, says Terrence Riley, global president. Thanked Danielle for sharing the video. Said that it was, quote, I couldn't think of a better example of our product's quality, end quote. So, yeah, I guess it's good advertising for the durability of the Stanley Cups. And so they're going to buy her a whole new car. Stanley put out their own version of the video. It's been viewed 1.5 million times with the caption, Stanley has your back, heart emoji. Congratulations, Daniel. Danielle, your burnt down car is going to be replaced courtesy of Stanley.
That is a cool story. And I will admit, the idea that the Stanley Cup can have still have ice in it after a fire, that's pretty impressive. That's like that guy who runs over the flashlight with his truck and it still is like still works. Like that's a pretty impressive display.
Is it like a Yeti cup sort of thing?
Yeah,
it's one of those
exactly
things.
The same with the Yeti cup.
Yeah,
exactly
yeah. The same. They should do that though. If this was an infomercial, just like put a car, you know, put an ice cold beverage in the car. Blow up the car, burn the car down, and then after it's over, be like, look, it's still got...
it was on a fire yesterday. It still has ice in it.
Probably have a better audio guy for the infomercial than Danielle has for TikTok, but yeah.
Well, here's my issue. I do know what kind of car she drives, because you can see in the video that it's a Kia.
Oh.
And when you're what I assume is a multi-billion dollar cup company now, Stanley, they're quite popular. Maybe you just found out about Jason. They're quite popular. Maybe buy her something better than a Kia. Like, buy her a fancier car. You got a lot of money. She's giving you a lot of free advertising.
She burned down her Kia, so here's a Benz. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You burnt down your car, you get a free Beamer?
Well, speaking of who burnt down this car as well, can you guys not spot a publicity stunt when you see one? A random TikToker who nobody's ever heard of before can confirm.
You're talking about Danielle?
I'm saying that Stanley did this. They ordered the code around her car. They burnt it down. I don't know if she's a paid actor. I don't know if this is a...
I'm going to say, I thought Danielle, I mean, with 3.5 million TikTok views is pretty good, but if you're burning down your entire car just for some page views, I don't know if that works out good, but if you're saying it was a calculated corporate marketing effort, I like that.
I'm saying we all got got by Big Stanley.
Okay.
Also, what was the CEO's name?
Terrence Riley. He's the global president, not the CEO.
Whatever.
Global president.
Look, when you are in charge of a company named Stanley, you change your name to Stanley, okay? You don't get to be Terrence anymore.
He has to change his name to Stanley?
You have to change your name to Stanley.
No.
Do you know who the president of Nintendo of America is? Doug Bowser. That is commitment to the job right there.
Did he changed his name
no,
or
he
Bowser's
just,
name
but I assume
after
they were like, hey, we could have Terrence, whatever his name is, or we could hire Doug Bowser. You got to hire the Bowser guy. Okay. That's just corporate synergy, okay? I appreciate going the extra mile.
Yeah. All right. So we're just going to call you Nick 101X from now on, right?
If I'm in charge of it, if I'm the CEO.
Sure, but you could be in charge.
Nah, that's sick of shit, man. I don't want to.
Look at the synergy here. You know what song this is, Haja? Burning Down the Car from Talking Heads.
The Morning X. The Morning X.